Today we're going to build one of the most effective tension tricks in jungle and old school drum and bass, a filtered breakdown that slowly gets stir heater, then gets resampled into audio so we can chop it up like a proper edit. This is a really strong move because it gives you that feeling of a sound fighting its way back into the track. You start slim, smoky, and restrained, then you let the harmonics bloom, the grit build up, and the whole thing starts to feel like it's been run through a warehouse PA or a battered sampler. That's the vibe we want for this lesson. Use a source sound that already has some character. A re-space is perfect, a slightly detuned bassline, a stab, or even a break-driven texture with a bass layer underneath will all work really well. What you do not want is a completely clean sine wave, because there won't be much for the saturation to grab onto. You want something with mid-range movement, something with energy in that 150 Hz to 2 kHz zone, because that's where the grime starts to speak. Now set up a simple device chain on the source track. Start with EQ8. Then auto filter, then saturator, then utility. First, use EQ8 to tidy up the source. High pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz to clear out useless sub rumble. If the sound feels muddy, pull a little out around 200 to 400 Hz. And if it's already harsh, you can soften the 3 to 5 kHz area before it hits the saturator. This is just about giving yourself a cleaner starting point. Next comes the main breakdown movement with auto filter. Set it to low pass and start pretty closed. Somewhere around 180 to 400 Hz depending on the sound. Add a bit of resonance, but don't go crazy. Something in the 0.20 to 0.45 range usually gives it enough attitude without turning it into a whistle. Then automate that cutoff slowly across 8, 16, or even 32 bars, depending on how long your breakdown is. If the sound is rhythmic, a little subtle movement from the filter envelope or LFO can help keep it alive. Then play saturator after the filter. That order matters. Filtering first, then saturating, means you're heating up the remaining band instead of just blasting the full spectrum. It makes the filtered signal feel denser, dirtier, and more intentional. That's what gives the breakdown that coming alive feeling. Before you do the resampling, pay attention to gain staging. Use utility so you're not hitting saturator way too hard. If the input is too hot, the distortion can flatten immediately instead of opening up gradually. We want growth. Not instant clipping unless that's a specific choice. Now automate the saturator drive in stages. Don't just leave it on one setting the whole time. Think in sections. In the first 4 bars, keep it light, maybe 1 to 3 dB. In the next section, move it up to around 4 to 7 dB. Then push it further again later on, maybe 7 to 10 dB if the arrangement can handle it. You can use soft clip for smoother edge, or if you want a more obvious old-school nastiness, experiment with the color section and shift the frequency a bit so the upper mids get more bite. The important thing here is progression. In DNB, saturation is not just about loudness, it's about urgency. It makes the sound more readable on small speakers, more aggressive in the club, and more exciting as the breakdown unfolds. Now let's capture the performance. Create a new audio track and set the input to resampling. Arm it, hit play, and record the breakdown movement in real time. This is where the process becomes really musical, because you're not just bouncing a static synth patch. You're printing a performance. That means every subtle move you make with the filter cutoff, drive, and level becomes part of the audio itself. And honestly, that's a huge part of the vibe. Treat the resample like a live take. Ride the controls a little. Don't worry about making every automation curve perfectly smooth. Small manual moves often sound more human and more old school than pristine automation. Record at least 8 bars. And if you can, 16 bars is even better. It helps to hear it in the context of the arrangement, even if the drums are muted or reduced, because you want to feel the tension building against empty space. Once you've printed the audio, find the strongest section. Consolidate 4 to 8 bars, or even just a strong 2-bar phrase if that's the best moment, and start editing it like a sample. This is where it turns into an edits workflow instead of just a synth breakdown. You can reverse a phrase before the drop. You can cut on transients and rearrange the slices. You can use tiny fades to avoid clicks. If the timing needs tightening, warp it in beats mode. And if you want to go more jungle with it, slice the audio to a new MIDI track and trigger those fragments like fills, stutters, or reverse pickups. That's the real power of resampling here. You commit to the sound, then you reshape it like audio. That gives you the kind of chopped, sampled, DJ edit energy that old school records and modern dark rollers both love. To make it feel even more authentic, Layer the resampled breakdown with a filtered break. Keep the break strip too so it doesn't crowd the low end. You can band pass or high pass it with auto filter, roll off everything below 120 to 180 Hz, and if you want a little more punch, add a bit of drum bus. Keep that subtle, we don't need to smash it. Just give it some shape and edge. That interaction between the resampled bass texture and the break is classic jungle language. The bass and drums answer each other. The break leaves room. The bass returns. Then the edit pulls away right before the drop. That call and response is what makes the arrangement feel alive. Now that the audio is printed, treat it like an edit element. Use EQ8 to sculpt it. If the saturation built up too much submod, high pass around 30 to 45 Hz. If the sound feels boxy, dip 250 to 500 Hz. If you want more vocal-like presence, a gentle boost around 900 Hz to 2 kHz can help. And if the top end gets fizzy, soften the 3 to 6 kHz area. If the chopped audio needs more punch, you can add a little drum bus and use the transient control for a small snap boost. Keep the boom minimal or off for this use case. We want the edit to hit, but not smear. And if the stereo field gets too wide, use utility to tighten it up. In darker DNB, low-mid material should usually stay pretty focused in the center. Now shape the arrangement so the tension curve makes sense. A strong 16-bar breakdown might go like this. The first 4 bars are filtered and restrained. The next 4 open a little and add more grit. The following 4 get more distorted and chopped, and the final 4 bring the biggest edit moves, then stop hard or use a snare pickup into the drop. That shape matters. Listeners need to feel the drop coming, even when the breakdown gets abstract. DNB is all about contrast. Clean against dirty. Narrow against wide. Filtered against full range. Resampled against live. The stronger the contrast, the harder the drop lands. A couple of teacher-style tips here. First, don't over-polish the mid-range. A little ugly, nasal, strained energy is often what gives old-school jungle its attitude. If everything is too smooth, the edit loses character. Second, listen at low volume while you build it. If the breakdown still reads when it's quiet, that means the harmonic buildup is working. If it disappears, you may be relying too much on sub or high-end fizz. And third, once you've printed audio, commit. Stop trying to perfect the synth. The magic comes from slicing, reversing, stretching, and recontextualizing the recorded result. If you want to push this further, print the first resample, then run it through a second filter and saturation pass. That double resample trick can give you a more damaged, cassette-like, sampled feel. You can also split the texture into 2 layers, one centered and focused for body, and another wider or slightly delayed for atmosphere. Just keep the core solid. Another great move is to add micro pauses. A tiny silence before a key chop or turnaround can hit harder than another effect ever will. That little gap gives the drop more swagger. It's a classic selector move, and it works brilliantly in old-school inspired arrangements. So the big idea here is simple. Filter the breakdown, saturate it in stages, record it to audio, then edit that audio like a jungle sample. That gives you tension, movement, and a really believable sense of history in the sound. As a quick practice exercise, try building a 16-bar filtered breakdown from one bassline, Reese, or stab loop using only Ableton stock devices. Automate the filter from close to more open. Automate saturation in 3 stages. Resample the full pass. Cut out the best 4 bars. Reverse one of the last phrases. Add a filtered break underneath, and leave a 1-bar gap or pickup before the drop. If you do it right, the breakdown won't just sit there. It'll feel like it's mutating, wearing down, and then snapping back with more weight. That's the energy we're after. Okay, go build it, print it, chop it, and make that breakdown feel like it's fighting to survive.